President Bush returns to Washington today after a swing through Europe, and he faces a restive Congress. Joining us now for some analysis is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with that no-confidence vote, which will be held in the Senate today on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Where is it headed, and what's the president saying about it?
Well, the president's spokesman, or White House spokesman, Tony Snow, said yesterday it's purely a symbolic vote that will have little impact on the president's support of his attorney general. What you've got, Renee, is five Republicans in the Senate who've already called for Gonzalez to resign. As you know, you've got about 49 Democrats, one independent. So the question is, how many of the Republicans will come over with the Democrats to support a vote of no confidence? They need to get past 60 to end the test vote phase and to go to an actual vote on the floor. It seems unlikely at this point that they'll get that 60, but the real question is how many Republicans will openly state opposition to Gonzalez? And of course, there's just problems for the Justice Department in terms of going forward on other issues like confirming judges, extending elements of the Patriot Act. The confidence level in the Congress with the Justice Department, specifically under Gonzalez, is just at a low ebb.
And there's also the case of Louis Scooter Libby. He's the former chief of staff to Vice President Cheney, who was sentenced to prison last week. And, of course, the immediate thing that everybody talked about was, would President Bush pardon him? What are the chances of that?
Well, I think there's some chance. Now, Vice President Cheney has been pushing this aggressively, conversations taking place while the president was overseas. But the contrary element here to the whole issue is political. Lots of Republicans on the Hill say, look, you know, President Bush isn't running, Vice President Cheney isn't running. And the idea of pardoning Libby, well, gosh, it's going to hurt going forward towards 08, feed into the whole Democratic argument over culture of corruption dominating the Republicans. What you've also got this weekend, lots of conversations, Renee, about the idea that the president need not give an absolute pardon, but maybe a pardon light, which would be commuting the sentence, simply saying that the sentence given by the judge, Reggie Walton, was overly harsh and that that Scooter Libby shouldn't have to serve that sentence, although the conviction would remain on his record.
Now, moving from what you might call personnel to policy matters, the immigration bill collapsed last week, but President Bush says, I believe we can get it done. How so?
Well, what he's going to do is he's going to go up and talk with Senate Republicans on Tuesday at a lunch and make the case that, you know what, there's lots of arguments back and forth, but this is important work. So let's air all the amendments. Let's have votes on all those. But let's really look at what we can do in terms of compromise. And according to Tony Snow, who was on some of the talk shows yesterday, the White House press secretary, he believes the Senate could wrap this up in 2 days. And so the challenge as being posed by the Democrats to President Bush is get the Republicans in line, especially people like Jim DeMint of South Carolina, John Cornyn of Texas, who had worked last week to undermine the bill. If the president's able to do that, then they hope they can get a vote and that the Democratic votes are still in place.
That analysis from NPR's Juan Williams. Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.